When you're lonely, where is God? He is with you. Over and over in Scripture, the Bible says if you have a relationship to Christ, that God is with you all the time. He says, I will not leave you orphans. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send the Comforter. He says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He's always with you.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. You know, just like a growing season for plants, you have to go through various seasons in order to mature. In this message series, Pastor Rick shows you how to make the most out of the seasons of life, no matter which one you're in. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a resource that's perfect for anyone feeling spiritually run down. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Season of Loneliness.
What do you do when you go through a season of loneliness? There are four things you need to do. We see all four of these illustrated in the life of Paul, just as we saw these four difficulties or four causes. In Paul's life, in 2 Timothy 4, he gives us the antidote to the paralyzing pain of loneliness. And he says you need to utilize, you need to minimize, you need to recognize, and you need to emphasize. Number one, when you go through a season of loneliness, I need to utilize my time. Utilize my time. That means make the best of a bad situation. Resist the temptation to do nothing. Take some action, any kind of action. Like they say, if life gives you a lemon, you make lemonade. And you try to think of creative ways to take advantage of the times, the seasons that you are alone. Notice what Paul says in verse 13. In verse 13, he says, bring my books and bring my coat. When you come, bring the cloak I left with Carpus and bring my books, especially the parchments. Now, what's he saying here? He's saying, well, if I'm going to be alone, I may as well be comfortable and productive. And those are two things you ought to do in the phase of loneliness. Be comfortable and productive. He says, bring my coat and bring my books. Now, you don't see Paul throwing a pity party. You don't see him complaining. You don't see him giving up because he's here in his last days and all of his friends are gone and he's lonely and he can't just pick up a phone and reach out and touch somebody. They're hundreds of miles away and he's in a foreign country. And he doesn't say, hey, is this the reward I get for 30 years of ministry? This is Paul, the greatest Christian who ever lived next to Jesus himself. He won hundreds of thousands of people to Christ, and his final days, he's all alone. But what's he do? He says, well, I'll just make the best of the situation. I'll utilize my time. And he says two things. Notice, he says, bring my coat. In other words, at least I'll be warm and dry. Those Roman prisons were damp, they were dark, and they were cold. And he says, you know, I'm just going to do the best I can to take care of myself. It is true of human nature that when we are lonely and when we are depressed, we don't take very good care of ourselves, physically or any other way. And we tend to let exercise slide. We tend to let rest not, we don't rest well. We don't eat right when we're lonely. You know, we say, well, I don't want to cook for just one person. It's fast food for day 17. Bring on the McNuggets. Paul says, I'm going to do the best I can to take care of myself. And some of you, you need to hear that today. You're not taking very good care of yourself because you're depressed and you're lonely and you need to do that. And then he says, bring the books. He says, you know, I'll at least utilize the time to study. I'll capitalize on a lack of interruptions. Now, you got to understand something about this guy. Paul was a people person. He loved being around people. He hated being alone. It wasn't the way God wired him up. And so being in a solitary confinement in a Roman prison, dark, damp, and by himself, was the antithesis of where he'd rather be in life. And yet he says, you know what? I'll make the rest the best I can of it. Bring my books. I can do some studies. I got an idea. I'll write some letters. Aren't you glad Paul wrote some letters? Because today they're compiled in a book and we call it the New Testament. 2,000 years later, we are still benefiting from Paul's loneliness. Right here. If he hadn't been in prison, do you think he would have taken the time? No, he's an activist. And the only way God could slow him down was to put him in solitary confinement. And he thought, well, I'll just write some letters. And today we benefit from his loneliness. Is anybody going to benefit from your loneliness?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. The second half is coming right up, so please stay with us.
It's no secret that here in our nation and all around the world, the spiritual and moral foundation is deteriorating, leaving many people without hope. We need a dramatic awakening to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope to disheartened and hurting people across our country and around the globe. How can you help? By becoming a partner in hope. Your regular monthly support will help us continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation and all around the world, on air and online. And to say thanks, when you give to this broadcast ministry, Rick wants to send you a signed copy of Re-Energize Your Life, a first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching. This high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. If you feel led to become a partner in hope, or you'd like to send a one-time gift, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004 or by visiting PastorRick.com. When you give a gift, Rick has asked us to send you this amazing resource. So contact us right now to get yours at 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
Ask yourself this question. What can I do now when I'm lonely? What can I do now that would be difficult to do with others around? What can I do now that would be difficult to do with others around? You see, what Paul is saying, if I can't be where the action is, I'd love to be out there preaching in Rome. I will create some action right here in my own cell. And you need to do that too when you're lonely. If I can't be where the action is, I will at least create some action where I am doing what I'm doing. And I'll utilize the time for good and not just waste it. Utilize my time. Number two. Minimize my hurt. That's the second thing you do when you go through a season of loneliness. I need to minimize my hurt. I need to play it down, de-emphasize it. I say play it down and pray it up. Don't rehearse it over and over in your mind, because if you do that, it just gets bigger and bigger. Oh, I'm so lonely. I'm so lonely. Oh, I'm so lonely. It just gets out of control. Refuse to become resentful, because bitterness will eat you up. So you minimize the hurt. You play it down. You say, well, it's no big deal. Look at Paul's attitude, verse 16. He says, everybody has deserted me. He went on trial before Nero. Nobody came to his defense. He said, may it not be held against them. Do you understand this? Here is Paul, the greatest Christian, as I said, next to Jesus. And when he goes on trial in Rome, not one person stepped forward to defend him. Not one. He is absolutely by himself. Nobody stepped forward and said, hey, this guy's a good guy. He's all right. And yet his whole attitude was not, oh, those jerks, after all I've done for them all these years. Instead, it was, may it not be held against them. In other words, I'm not going to let myself become bitter, because bitterness makes loneliness worse. In fact, bitterness and loneliness go together because they become a cycle. You become lonely, and then you start feeling bad about it and having a pity party, and then you get bitter. Your bitterness makes you even more lonely, which makes you more bitter, which makes you more lonely, which makes you more bitter, which makes you more lonely, which makes you more bitter, and pretty soon you're just a hard-hearted, depressed person that nobody could get close to. Nobody wants to be around a bitter person. Nobody wants to be around a cynic. Nobody wants to be around a person who's angry at everybody else. And so your bitterness only perpetuates your loneliness. That's why when you go through a season of life, you have to minimize the hurt. Utilize the time, minimize the hurt. Don't build a wall around your life. Number three, recognize God's presence. Recognize God's presence. Verse 17, Paul says, you know, everybody left me, they'd all deserted me. But, he says, the Lord stood by my side and gave me strength. Recognize God's presence. When you're lonely, where is God? He's where he's always been, right beside you. He is with you, even if you don't feel it or not. Over and over in Scripture, the Bible says, if you have a relationship to Christ, that God is with you all the time. He says, I will not leave you orphans. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send the Comforter. He says, lo, I am with you always, even into the end of the world. He's always with you. You're never really fully alone. It makes me think of a few years ago, Kay and I had to fly to Hong Kong to do a seminar for some of our missionaries. You may not realize this, but this church sponsors nearly 4,000 missionaries in 104 countries. And every time you give money on Sunday, give your offering, part of that money, you're sponsoring over or nearly 4,000 missionaries in 104 countries. Now, about every year, Kay and I will try to take an overseas trip to go and talk to and train and help and encourage some of these missionaries. And so a few years ago, we went to meet with the group of the missionaries that are in Hong Kong. And as we went up to the LA airport, I went up to the ticket agent and I said, how long does this flight take? And she looked up and she said, it takes 17 hours. And I gulped. I said, 17 hours? She said, yes, 17 hours. I said, is there a movie on it? She said, yes, in fact, there are two movies on it. I said, 17 hours? That is a long flight. She looked up at me. She said, you're afraid of flying. I said, moi? She said, yeah, I can always tell your type. You don't like these long flights. You're afraid of flying. And then she looked down at my ticket. She says, I notice it says here, Reverend Warren. You're a pastor. You're a man of God. You're not supposed to be afraid. The Bible says, I am with you always. I said, no, ma'am, you misquoted that verse. It says, lo, I am with you always. Lo, I am with you always. Now, not at 35,000 feet. Lo, I am with you always. So let's get it right. So we get on this plane, and about halfway through this 17-hour flight across the Pacific, we went through, and I've traveled around the world, and so I'm pretty seasoned. We went through the most horrendous storm I've ever been in a plane. And we were pitching and jolting. The plane was tilting and flipping and everything. And everybody was getting pretty, pretty antsy. Kay was getting excited herself. And it was everybody was obviously disturbed by this. And so they came on the phone, on the speakerphone and said, is there a minister on the plane? So I guess they wanted some comfort or something. I raised my hand. And they said, you know, the flight, they're pretty upset. He said, can you do something spiritual? So I took an offering. Isn't this a beautiful building? I paid my time to ill commitment in one shot. Would you write this down on your outline? Loneliness is a time to become better acquainted with God. Loneliness is a time to become better acquainted with God. Recognize His presence. Amy Grant used to sing a song, I love a lonely day because it forces me to focus on you. You see, prayer is a powerful antidote to loneliness. God is a 24-hour drop-in service. You can talk to Him anytime, anywhere, any place, and He understands how you're feeling. And you say, God, I'm lonely. I hurt. My heart is splitting. I am miserable. I feel empty. Help me, God. You can talk to Him anytime. David says in Psalms, where can I flee from your presence? And the answer is, nowhere. You will never be in a place where God isn't. And if He's with you, if you've trusted Christ, He's in your heart. You need to refocus on that and recognize His presence. Finally, number four, when you're going through a lonely season, you need to emphasize others' needs. Emphasize others' needs. In other words, focus outward on others. Stop focusing on yourself. Find a ministry. A ministry is a place where you can use your talents and gifts to help other people. Do you know who the loneliest person in the world is? The loneliest man is the guy who's wrapped up in himself, who's self-centered. The loneliest woman is the self-centered woman. The selfish, self-centered person is asking to be plagued by loneliness all your life. Because God wired us up to give our lives away, to help others, to think of others, not just ourselves. And if you want to break out of loneliness, stop saying, I don't have any friends, and start being a friend. Stop focusing on yourself and start saying, look at all the lonely people in the world. Where do they all come from? Where do they all belong? I could write a song on that one. And give yourself away. And instead of looking at me, focus out and see a world that is waiting for friends. Emphasize others' needs. See, the fact is, a lot of loneliness is really, listen, it's really a fear of love. We're afraid to be open. We're afraid to be vulnerable. We're afraid to share how we really feel. We're afraid to step out and risk a relationship because we might be rejected, and we know what that pain feels like. We all know that one. And when we do, we fear love, and so we don't give ourselves away, and we are guaranteeing ourselves loneliness. We set ourselves up in a self-imposed prison of solitary confinement that is absolutely unnecessary. Unnecessary. Give your life away. Look at what Paul did. Second part of verse 17. He says, you know, all these people have left me, but God's been with me. And he says, it's okay, because so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. He's saying, my life goal to the end is I want to help other people. I want to help other people. So here's the key to overcoming loneliness. Stop building walls and start building bridges. Stop building walls between you and other people and start building bridges. Take a risk. Take a risk. And begin to help other people. Years ago, the Dutch woman, Corrie ten Boom, was engaged to be married to one guy, and all of a sudden he broke off the engagement and married her best friend. And she was devastated. and her love was blocked. And she came home crushed and lonely and isolated. And she asked her father, "What do I do with the blocked love, Daddy?" And he said to her, "Whenever you have a blocked love, rechannel it. Rechannel it." Okay, someone you want to give your love to won't receive it, accept it. There are thousands of people in the world who need your love. Rechannel it. Because if you hold it in, it's going to dry up and wither away. As a pastor, I've talked to so many couples who, for one reason or another, wanted children but couldn't have them. What do you do with a blocked love? You rechannel it to the thousands of children who are already here who desperately need love. There's about 1,000 of them over in Sunday school right now. You say, "Oh, we've always wanted to have a baby, but we can't." There are hundreds of babies right now over there in Sunday school waiting to be loved. Rechannel your love. Give yourself away. And when you do that, the loneliness will dissipate. You may be feeling, nobody knows the heartache, the loneliness that I'm feeling in my life, but God does. Regardless of why you feel lonely, God says this to you: "I made you. I put you on this earth for a purpose. I care about you. I love you. I have a plan for your life."
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. It's no secret that in our nation and around the world, the spiritual and moral foundation is deteriorating, leaving many people without hope. We need a dramatic awakening to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope to disheartened and hurting people across the country and around the globe. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
One of the reasons that I started Daily Hope is to take the message of hope, not just across our country, but all around the world, to people who need a shot of encouragement, who need the message and word of hope in a discouraging day. And that message can only be found in Jesus. Would you help me with this? I really need your help. I can't do it by myself. And I'd like to ask you to become my partner in the Daily Hope ministry. If you'll make a monthly investment as a partner in hope, you can help me broadcast these life-transforming messages from God's Word, not just here in America, but in podcasts and online and literally all around the world. And I want to say thanks for your support. And as your first gift of being a partner in hope, I want to send you a signed copy. I'll sign this copy of my new Bible study tool called Re-energize Your Life. I know it'll help you grow. It's an important resource. I'm very proud of it. I'm excited to offer it to you. And we want to offer it to you as you become a partner in hope together with us. God bless you. Let me hear from you.
If you feel led to become a partner in hope, or you'd simply like to make a one-time gift, please call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Either way, Rick has asked us to send you this high-quality vegan leather-bound four-color journal experience book. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, as well as verses and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. So contact us right now to get yours at 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.